This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, and I'm here with you on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can help you do that. All right, I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. A big shout out to a Pittsburgh Steeler, Avery Williamson. He came on and joined us in the last hour as the Steelers just are now 10-0. They beat up on Jacksonville last night. They got a Ravens team trying to find life. And we got Steelers. We got Ravens. Thursday night football. So thank you to Avery for calling up. Kansas City Chiefs. We talked about them. They are 9-1, and we had a discussion as to whether or not they get enough credit. We took some time to talk about the Saints and the Falcons before we went to break, and the Falcons were hot trash yesterday. Oh, my goodness. Couldn't get offense together to save their life. Matt Ryan is probably icing his back right now after getting sacked 8 times. Taysom Hill started to look like a quarterback as the game went on. And so, yeah, there was plenty that went on yesterday in Week 11 of the NFL. Obviously, the Ravens, they just bad all across the board right now. And another team to conclude Week 11 that just finished up. They just got done. Big shout-outs to super producer Stu Kovacs here working with me. Man, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I had an opportunity to watch this game while I'm here on air with you. The Bucs lost to the Rams tonight, 27-24. The primetime games ain't working out for Tom Brady. The Buccaneers have lost 2 out of their last 3 games. The Saints have control with an 8-2 record over the NFC South. The Rams, God bless them. They're at the top of the NFC West right now, tied at 7-3 with the Seahawks. They have a tiebreaker over them after they just beat them. So good for the Rams. They did the damn thing. Matt Gay was able to go out there and hit a 40-yard field goal to basically put them up ahead, 27-24. And Tom Brady already had one interception. And then he had another one. You know, I told you to open up this show that there are a couple of quarterbacks who you look at them at the end of the game and you pretty much have to go, oh, damn, this quarterback is likely going to win. This quarterback has the football with 2 minutes left. There's a good chance that this quarterback is going to take us down the field and give us a victory. We saw this yesterday. Patrick Mahomes, comeback hit, victory. And I gave a name. I gave 2 more names that I said, you don't want to see this guy in a 2-minute drill. You don't want to see this man when you're down by 3, when you're down by 6, because there's going to be a touchdown coming your way. And I said Peyton Manning, and then I said Tom Brady. But for Tom Brady tonight, that's not the case, because his second interception of the game came after that Matt Gay field goal. As Jordan Fuller, the man who intercepted him one time already, intercepted Tom Brady again to basically close out this game. Tom Brady finishing tonight, 26 of 48, 216 yards passing, two touchdowns, and two interceptions. And if you're the Buccaneers, you haven't just lost two out of your last three games. If you think about the primetime games that the Buccaneers have participated in, it's pretty ugly for Tom Brady, for the team as a whole. Tom Brady in the four primetime games that the Bucs have lost, he's 1-3. The Buccaneers are. Tom Brady, five touchdowns and five interceptions. In a defense, to a certain degree, the defense did their job, what they would traditionally do against the run tonight, against the Buccaneers. They only allowed them 37 yards on the ground. The problem is that Jared Goff was able to carve up the defense. Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods had double-digit receptions. They both went over 130 yards receiving. Cooper Kupp had 145 yards. And Tom Brady just looked, tonight, he looked washed. He tried to hit Cameron Brate, you know, on a deep pass. And that's the ball that was intercepted. And so Tampa Bay, they're going to go to the playoffs, but they got some work to do. The Saints, by the way, it's looking right now, the Saints look like the team that might get the bye. We have to see what happens with the remaining portion of the season. But we know, it seems, it doesn't matter if it was the first game of the season and that first loss against the New Orleans Saints. It doesn't matter if it was that second loss to the Saints. It doesn't matter if it was that loss to the Bears. It's just like Bruce Arians. He's ready to let everybody know after the game that we can do better.
We got to execute better. You know, when guys are open, we got to hit them, and we can't misread coverage. We got to protect a little bit better when we do have guys deep and let him hit that guy. Instead of have that pressure that cost us an interception, just as a collective, everybody's got to play better.
Well, at least this time around, he decided to, put a little blame on the offensive line, who had a couple of guys go down. So at least this time, Bruce Arians, who it seems like the more interesting things that he said as a coach this year is about bringing in an Antonio Brown, who tonight finished with eight receptions. He was targeted more than any receiver, 13 targets, eight receptions, 57 yards. The biggest comments from Bruce Arians this year is just like, oh, yeah, we've changed our mind on Antonio Brown, and we think he's different. And then the other biggest comments is, yeah, Tom Brady needs to make these throws. Tom Brady can do better. Not something that you traditionally heard when Tom Brady was a member of the New England Patriots. Tom Brady was basically Teflon. Bill Belichick didn't particularly really throw Tom Brady under the bus. Damn it, I remember after a Super Bowl loss, Tom Brady's wife even went to bat for Tom Brady. I think it was Julian Edelman or maybe it was Wes Welker. I think it was Wes. Missed the pass, and, Tom Brady's wife after the game is just like, my husband cannot throw and catch the ball at the same time. Although tonight there was an instance where he had to actually catch his own pass by mistake, but there you have it. Tom Brady is not used to criticism. And at the same time, I don't think Tom Brady shies away from it. I think it's a solid thing that Bruce Arians, and it sends a message to the rest of the team. It sends a message to everybody else who collects a paycheck on the field that anybody could get it, that anybody can be criticized. And when you're Tom Brady, there's just flat no excuse. Tom Brady, he's a human being. And tonight we can go ahead and take a look at the offensive line. Tonight, we can go ahead and look at where his receivers were or where they weren't. but he wasn't good. And he has to own that. And Tom Brady is also developing more of a reputation of being a sore loser. When he loses, he wants to just walk his ass up off the field. Jared Goff is over here looking for Tom Brady post-game just to shake his hand. And where's Tom Brady? Tom Brady is stewing. Tom Brady cannot wait to get off of the field. He's already damn near in the tunnel. Tom Brady doesn't want to shake Nick Foles' hand. He doesn't want to shake the hand of Jared Goff. It's like, oh, he's so angry. I guess sportsmanship just goes out the window. Everybody has to get their ass whooped by Tom Brady, and everybody has to go shake his hand. But when Tom Brady loses, he hightails it out the arena, out the stadium. You can do better than that, Mr. Most Accomplished Quarterback of all time. Do better. Be better. And so as you look at the rest of this schedule after this disappointing loss, Tom Brady, which you rarely see, you expect Tom Brady to come out. You expect Tom Brady to win the game at the end. But not this year. Obviously, he's learning a new offense. We heard all the stories about him walking in to try to see Byron Leftwich during the quarantine. Everybody's supposed to have their ass in their own house. And he's accidentally walking in somebody else's house. He's learning a new offense. And yeah, it's going to take time. And yeah, you have all of these weapons and Antonio Brown and a Godwin and an Evans and Gronkowski. Yeah, you have all these weapons. It's something that was not going to be easy. It was going to take time. So whether or not Tom Brady is throwing ducks, whether the receivers are going in the other direction, whether they're not all on the same page, hey, talent is what has their record at 7-4 right now. And hopefully this talent, who they have on the team, can mesh by the time they get to the playoffs. They lost to New Orleans twice. They lost to the Bears tonight. The Bucks lose to the Rams. And guess what? It's not going to get easier. This Sunday, the Bucks take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Y'all better go out there and outscore them. Good luck. After that, if you want to be on a run, if Tampa Bay wants to go on a run, the rest of the schedule, their remaining games is what sets them up. Tampa Bay, after Kansas City, they have Minnesota. They have Atlanta twice. And they have Detroit. If Tampa Bay can't find some type of groove against Minnesota, the Falcons, and the Lions, then Tampa Bay, you know, we might as well get prepared for Bruce Arians' greatest hits. We might as well get prepared for Bruce Arians to throw Tom Brady under the bus some more. And even though there comes criticisms, I'm not concerned about their relationship. Because we know the guy who, I don't want to say is in charge, Bruce Arians is the head coach. Bruce Arians is the guy in charge. But the reason why this team is supposed to be in contention for a Super Bowl isn't because of Bruce Arians. This team isn't in contention for a Super Bowl. They didn't try to trademark a stupid phrase about Tampa Bay or whatever the hell garbage they tried to come up with. All of this is because of Tom Brady. If Tom Brady was not on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now, nobody would give a damn. They would be nothing more than the punchline that they've been in the past. We might be talking about Jameis Winston for all of the wrong reasons. So Tom Brady is not the head coach, but Tom Brady is the guy in Tampa Bay. And Bruce Arians can throw him underneath the bus. I don't think it worries or bothers Tom Brady up until this point. I think he's honest in his own assessment as to what he's done, what he hasn't done, Now, I don't take Tom Brady as someone who would necessarily throw anybody underneath the bus. He's a big boy. He got six rings. He got five on one hand and he got one for the pinky. And so as you think about their relationship, yeah, these losses suck. The Buccaneers have stunk in primetime games. And I'm not so much concerned about the relationship between Tom Brady and Bruce Arians, and more so concerned at taking a look at all of those weapons that they have and saying, can they all get on the same page? A couple of weeks ago, no Antonio Brown. Now you have Antonio Brown, and tonight he got more targets than anybody. So I think the Saints, yeah, they'll get this division. In Tampa Bay, if they want to compete for this Super Bowl, they're going to have to walk through all those other teams in the NFC as well. And I think things have just got difficult or more difficult for them. I want to open up the phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are you concerned with the relationship between Tom Brady and the Bucs? Are you concerned with their offense? Is it getting too late in the season now that you've put Antonio Brown in the mix? Do they still have time to get it together? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Second down 10 from the Buck 38. Here's the snap. They run a stunt. Brady stays off. Throws a pass downfield. It is intercepted at the 30-yard line. Rams have the football. Second pick thrown by Brady in the game. And L.A. will take over with a minute 49 to go.
Yeah, you heard that courtesy of Bucks Radio. Tom Brady with two interceptions tonight to Jordan Fuller. You go through online, people were saying that Jordan Fuller was Tom Brady's favorite receiver tonight. As the Buccaneers fall to 7-4, they lose to the Rams, who are now on the top of the NFC West standings. Final score, 27-24. Matt Gay, who was drafted by the Bucs last year, they actually released him. In September, he hits the 40-yard field goal to take the lead, but Tom Brady with an opportunity to kind of get him downfield. Oh, interception of Jordan Fuller. And I want to remind you what head coach Bruce Arians had to say post-game. Take a listen.
We got to execute better. You know, when guys are open, we got to hit them, and we can't misread coverage. We got to protect a little bit better when we do have guys deep. And let him hit that guy instead of have that pressure that cost us an interception. Just as a collective, everybody's got to play better.
Well, there you have it. Not necessarily the full bus that Bruce Arians at losses over this year has backed up over Tom Brady and run him over a couple of times, but he's pinning more of the blame on Brady and everybody. Yeah. And he's taking some of the blame himself, and I think that's part of the issue tonight. You know, Tampa Bay, they were able to stop them rushing on the ground, but when it came down to passing, Jared Goff almost had 400 yards tonight. So the phones are open. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at Geico.com. That part is easy. Are you losing confidence in the Buccaneers? Do you believe that they can still go on a deep playoff run? Are they still Super Bowl contenders? I had Tampa Bay earlier on in the season, preseason. I gave you my top six list of NFL teams. I had Tampa right there. And I would still keep them in that top six. But it ain't looking so good right now. Let's hit these phone lines. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Paul is calling up from Washington, D.C. Paul, what are your thoughts on the Bucs right now?
Hey, man. JR, I love you, bro. I love this show. I got to say, it's obvious to me. I'm an old school football dude. Their offensive line cannot protect Brady for him to be able to do anything. Like, he can't do anything when there's four people rushing him and, you know, the whole defense is out there, you know, covering everybody. You know, especially when the Rams tonight, you know, displayed, you know, everything they did in terms of defense. And they still came up with, like, you know, it wasn't a field goal of winning the game and all that trash. But, you know, going forward, you know, they can't do it. You know, they can't protect Brady. He's not the kind of quarterback that can move. There's no way in hell that these fools can protect him enough to get to the Super Bowl. There's no way. This game's over. These dudes are done. It's obvious to me that the offensive line is the biggest problem in the world for the Bucs. So, you know, four people rushing them, sacking them, putting pressure on them, everybody else in coverage, it's game over.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And Bruce Arians is probably beside himself about it, you know, which is understandable. And I'm sure that, you know, Tom Brady has his own, you know, oh, we need to do this, we need to do that, you know, all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, if you lose to the Rams tonight, which was a must-win game for you, you know, where do you go from there? You know what I mean?
Well,
there's going to be so much inner turmoil.
Let me tell you, and thank you, Paul, so much for the kind words, and thank you for calling from Washington, D.C. It doesn't necessarily get easier right out the gate, right out of the box, for this Tampa Bay Buccaneers squad. They got to outscore Kansas City on Sunday. And this is something we've known about Tom Brady for a long time. And I'm going to get back to the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. This is something we've known forever. Tom Brady's ass ain't moving nowhere out the pocket. Tom Brady ain't running anywhere. If he's running anywhere, he's probably running for his life. And against one of the top defensive teams, especially on the interior, if you want to think about pressure in the NFL, yeah, this was going to be a difficult one. And it doesn't help you when your offensive linemen are getting hurt. Nobody wants to see, you know, Aaron Donald. Well, I want to see Aaron Donald smash Tom Brady. I'd love it. Leonard Floyd. It's not easy when you got that pressure coming. It's not what Tom Brady's built for. Terry's calling up from Las Vegas. Terry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on these Buccaneers and their playoff hopes?
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on. Great show. Honestly, I felt like at the end of last year that, you know, Brady's deep Super Bowl-type run is probably over. And to me, this kind of has a feel of like Brett Favre or somebody like that. You know, your run ended with one team and you're going to another team. You're going to make it interesting. I mean, he's definitely going to make it interesting with the Bucs. But as far as the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship, I honestly don't see it. I mean, he had a great career like Brett Favre, you know, or somebody along those lines that went to another team, or even Montana, tried to, you know, get that Super Bowl run and definitely fell short. I kind of think that this has a feel of that. And also, what that guy was saying, you know, at one point, Tom Brady seemed to be really targeting Antonio Brown. I remember at one point in the game, the announcers were saying, I forgot who it was, but they had a guy wide open over the middle, and he should have thrown it to that guy. You know, I forgot who it was on
what
play it was.
Well, he targeted
Antonio Brown, I felt, and he maybe should have spread it out a little bit more tonight. That would have guaranteed
Terry, slow down. He legitimately did. I mean, that's factual. He targeted Antonio Brown tonight more than anyone else, 13 targets. So that is certainly a fact, Terry. Appreciate you for calling from Vegas, my man.
Thanks.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it's tricky. Like, you got – this is an all-star team. This is just a whole bunch of Pro Bowlers. And we all know you do want to get Antonio Brown acclimated to the offense. Everybody else's touches were going to go down. And if I remember correctly from watching the game or before I went on air, I believe his first two completions were to Antonio Brown. You're trying to get this man up and running early. I'm looking at Twitter. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Richard C. says he's listening in San Diego. Shout outs to everybody on 97.3 The Fan. He says, I thought Tampa Bay would be better since they have better offensive players. Yeah, that's what it would dictate to you, but you need to have some chemistry too. And I thought after 16 games, they would certainly have some chemistry, enough chemistry to compete in the playoffs, but not if guys are going to get hurt, not if Tom Brady is running for his life. Let's see, 855-212-4CBS. Joe's calling from Sacramento. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just wanted to say, thanks for the call, great show. You know, you mentioned that Brady hadn't received any criticism. I've listened to a lot of interviews about from other former Patriots players, and they said time after time, Belichick is criticizing Brady in front of the team. You can go Google the quote about him saying, you know, I can find another quarterback from North Attleboro High School who can make that pass. And he does it in front of the team in a more private setting. Bruce Arians has a way of doing it publicly. He hasn't been afraid, as you said, to back a bus up on top of Brady. What do you think difference that does that make for Brady doing that publicly versus in private?
Well, I mean, he's a professional. So I'm going to say this might be something where he just kind of rolls his eyes. But ultimately, when you have 20 years of experience in playing at the highest level, you know how to do your job regardless of what anybody is saying. You know, it might be internal pressure. It might be internal criticism. But let's face it. Tom Brady is someone, he's used to turning on the TV. If he does, if he cares, it doesn't matter if he wants to. He's going to hear about it, and he's heard about it for 16 to 20 weeks every single year over the past 20 years. So to now be in this position and understand what it is and it'll be publicly criticized by your new head coach, I want to give him enough credit where he can say, you know what? Okay, I get it. And he knows how to go and do his job. You know, his job isn't to pay attention to the criticism of Bruce Arians publicly. His job is to work on putting things together behind the scenes, during practice, when they can get together to make the team better. So I don't think Tom Brady goes home and boo-hoos to his wife about Coach Bruce, you know, just, oh, he called me out. You know, I think he's okay. He's a big boy.
I get that, but and thanks for taking the time to let me speak here. But I'm wondering, like, you know, Belichick, we've seen he has six Super Bowls. Bruce obviously hasn't won one. I mean, at what point do you think that the criticism really relies on the coach more so than on the player?
Correct. It's there. It's there already. And Bruce Arians, and maybe not so much so tonight, I haven't heard in totality his entire press conference. I heard the clip that I shared with you, and he says everybody needs to get better. Bruce Arians, the last time they took an L, I believe it was to New Orleans, he pretty much said the same thing. He says everybody needs to do better, including us, the coaches. So if you want to know when things really hit the fan, let's see how this season ends. And, you know, then we can have a conversation as to, you know, who takes the blame. Because one guy who's not going to be on a hot seat regardless of what happens this year, unless he really hits the toilet, is Tom Brady. And that's not to say that he's Teflon, but if somebody has to go, let's be clear, it ain't going to be Tom. Joe, I appreciate you for calling up from Sacktown.
Thanks, sir.
No doubt about it. More of your calls when we come back. We got a lot of folks on the line. I'm going to get you all on the line. What are your thoughts on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? They lose tonight 27-24 to the Los Angeles Rams. Are you concerned about their Super Bowl odds and chances? Are you concerned about Tom Brady? Is Bruce Arians, is he pointing the finger at the wrong guy? Does he need to point the finger at himself? Do they got too many Pro Bowlers? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. Your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio as the Los Angeles Rams beat the Buccaneers tonight, 27-24. The Rams, they now sit right on top of the NFC West. Tampa Bay, they fall to 7-4, further behind the New Orleans Saints. Tom Brady throws two interceptions tonight. And a matter of fact, I want you to hear from Tom Brady as to what went wrong this evening.
tonight was very inefficient, did not a very good job there in the second half. Defense played great, kept coming up with huge stops, getting us the ball back. And offensively, we just didn't couldn't make the plays that were necessary to be efficient. And we had plenty of chances, so got to get them fixed.
The Buccaneers have lost two out of their last three games. If you want to think about what they've done in primetime games, Tom Brady, the Buccaneers, they are 1-3. Tom Brady has 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Obviously, they've just added Antonio Brown to the team, to the squad. They have a bunch of all-stars. The offensive line is currently battling injuries. This can get complicated. They got a lot of talent, but is this going to work? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. T. Winall tweets me. He says he's listening in New Orleans. He says all-star teams never work. Look at when the Eagles tried it. Did not go so well. Let's get back to these phone lines. Let's get to Harry. He's calling up from Portland. Harry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on these Bucks?
You know, I appreciate your show, and I thank you for having me on it. I just got to say this. You know, Tom Brady is Brett Favre. Tom Brady is Joe Namath. Tom Brady, we all want these quarterbacks in their late years to be all these heroes. He's Dan Marino. You know, that offensive line stinks, yeah. Okay, but you're supposed to be the golden boy. So I just think that it's just the whole concept. And let me just say this to you. Bruce Arians already has a condo in St. Petersburg. So, you know, as far as he's concerned, hey, listen, I'll just go ahead and take a shot. You know, so and we're all taking a shot here in with Tom Brady. And I got to tell you something. I think that this is a loser on this. That's just my view. I'll hang up and listen to you.
All right. Thank you, Harry, for calling up from Portland. You know, there's blame to go all the way around. And we could say Tom Brady is not the golden boy. And, I mean, I don't know if I want to go as far to put him, as a washed-up guy now all of a sudden on a different team past his prime. You know, at 43 years old, yeah, we can say, oh, he's not in his quote-unquote golden years of being a quarterback in the NFL. But Tom Brady is still one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Okay, you can say what you want about, oh, he may not be mobile. There's a whole lot that you can say. But I'm not going to come out here and now just say that Tom Brady is not one of the best guys playing at the position. 23 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. There are a lot of teams that would take that, plus his experience and what he still has and what he has left in the tank. That's obvious. There's a whole lot of teams that wouldn't mind having a Tom Brady leading them at quarterback. So is he what he used to be? No. But he is certainly still capable of going out there and winning some football games. He's certainly capable of going out there and winning. You know, whether or not they win a Super Bowl with all of this talent, that's a different question. Can all of this talent come together? Sean is calling up from Pennsylvania. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, sir? I just wanted to tell you thank you for having me on. I have a little different opinion from some of the previous callers, being that I'm an actual Tampa Bay fan and have been since 1980. So I would like to say that Brady has had some rough games. Tonight he threw 2 interceptions in the same spot to the same guy on almost identically the same route. And the second one that he threw, he had no one in his face. He had a clear lane. So that one was clearly on Brady. But what I would like to say is that Antonio Brown, in my opinion, is a black hole on the team, much as like he's been on his previous teams. If you look back at Tom Brady's safety net, he throws to Edelman when he's in trouble. He throws to Gronkowski when he's in trouble. he throws to Wes Welker when he's in trouble. And the fact that since Antonio Brown has become active on the roster, he has neglected our actual superstars and decided instead to throw to guys like Antonio Brown and Gronkowski, which, you know, nothing against Gronk. He's a goat of tight ends. I think that there is much to be left desired by Tom Brady's performance. And much like Daniel Snyder back in the day trying to buy the championship for the Redskins, I think that our attempt to buy the championship for Tom Brady to prove Belichick wrong is a bad way of going about things.
Okay. Well, is it? I'm not going to go as far to say, oh, well, we're bringing in Tom Brady to prove Belichick wrong. Bringing in Tom Brady to help lead you to a title. But I can certainly understand your sentiment, Sean. I appreciate you for calling from Pennsylvania.
But he wanted to come to Tampa. He wanted to come to Tampa, and it was because we had the offense to get it done.
Well,
and to legitimize his legacy instead of the Patriot legacy.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. He wasn't going to go play for Jacksonville. I mean, of course he was going to go to the team with talent to try to win another one, of course. But I don't think that was the goal of anybody to try to, you know, well, I'll show you Bill Belichick. Come on, he's a grown-ass man. That's part of the deal. But that ain't the deal for Tampa. Appreciate you, Sean. Appreciate you for calling up. Yeah, I mean, come on. Tom Brady wants to win another title. Of course he wants to win one without Bill Belichick. Otherwise, he would have stayed his ass up in New England. But those guys, they ran their course. Things run their course. And, I mean, if we want to talk about the offense, and you could say, oh, well, he targets here, or he's not throwing a ball here, or this guy is not getting a ball. You want to blame Antonio Brown? What about Bruce Arians? Okay, Antonio Brown, he's played 3 games. He was targeted 5 times the first game, even though he played more snaps than Bruce Arians wanted him to. He had 8 targets in the last game, and tonight he got 13. He hasn't cracked 70 yards on the ground, and you could say, oh, he's force-feeding him the ball or whatever the case might be. You want to talk to Bruce Arians? Bruce Arians is the same guy who said, oh, we brought in Rob Gronkowski to block. That's what we got wide receivers for. This is a different offense. You know, Wes Welker and Julian Edelman, they're not popping up out the ground to catch passes. This is a effort of everybody sucking. Bernice is calling from Maryland. Bernice, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. By the way, I like your music.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you know Bernice. So, you know, I got a little bit of flavor and soul here, a little bit different. Go ahead, Bernice. What you thinking?
Okay. I was thinking, it seems that Tom Brady is being blamed for everything and that the defense could do something. How many times have we heard of the quarterback not doing well, but the defense won the game? So why just single out the offense?
Well, I think Bruce Arians, he takes the quarterback, and we know this. This is why the quarterbacks get the big bucks. When things go right, it's the quarterback. When the team goes bad, it's the quarterback. You're in Maryland. I know you hear all about Mr. Lamar Jackson. You know, Lamar Jackson can win the MVP last year, and things don't go right this year. Who gets to blame? The majority. It's Lamar. Some people may say it's the offensive coordinator. And so I think that's part of the deal of being a quarterback. When you lose, even if it's not fully your fault, the blame is going to come down on you. You're touching the ball. You're going to get the attention. You're Hollywood. You're making more money than everybody else. So in the case of Tom Brady, he said tonight, the offense, we stunk. The defense, at least the run defense, did their job. We didn't score the points. So I think Tom Brady, he'll be okay. He could take it.
I appreciated that he actually gave defense credit for getting the ball back. So I'm not as hard on the defense as I was when I first called.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing with me is Tom Brady's 43. Mm-hmm. I want to see him play as long as he can.
Uh-oh,
Roger
Bernice.
Federer, the tennis player. I've got this thing about if you're really that good, play, and you love the sport, play as long as you can.
Well, that is an awesome sentiment, Bernice, and that is real sweet. I'm going to go and say the opposite. And I appreciate you so much for calling from Maryland. I am sick and tired of looking at Tom Brady. And Bernice, I appreciate you for calling up. You call anytime, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bernice, for calling from Maryland. Listen, folks, I'm sick and tired of looking at Tom Brady. I can appreciate and respect every single thing that he does. And, like, I love Roger Federer. I don't know how many more surgeries he can have. I don't know how many more times Nadal can be out. And that's a little bit different. You think about an individual sport that isn't a contact sport. But here we have a 41-year-old Drew Brees who can't breathe through a tube hard right now. And he got busted up ribs, is probably going to retire. And God bless, Tom Brady has been great. And to perform at the level that he's been able to is quite amazing. And so good for Tom Brady. I think it's nice to see. Just on a football level, I'm sick of the guy. Give somebody else a chance to win. So every time I see Tom Brady get hit, sacked, thrown around, I'm pretty happy. And I think there are a lot of people who are happy to see Tom Brady get smacked around. But is that going to slow him down ultimately from winning another Super Bowl this year with Tampa? This wasn't a birthright. There wasn't an automatic Super Bowl that we were going to hand over to Tampa, you know, once Tom Brady signed. They moved into the upper echelon with Tom and all these weapons. But are you worried? More of your phone calls when we come back about these Bucks and the fact that they can't get it together. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.